Well, the political ads are already ramping up as we head into 2020, and there's concern about the spread of misinformation through social media, especially after what happened in 2016. This week, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey announced on Twitter, of course, that his social media platform would ban all political advertising. This comes after Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said his platform would run political ads because he believes in promoting political free speech, even though it may be false. It's a battle of two social media platforms, and let's bring in Femi Okeh, who hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, how are Twitter users responding to the news about what Dorsey is doing and banning all political ads on Twitter?
There are some congratulations, appreciation, and also accusations that this is a political move. Mark Wilson, for instance, posts, "I do find it interesting that no one had a problem with any of this in 2012. Seems like when the shoe ended up on the other foot in 2016, suddenly everyone got religion on this matter." And then he triggers off a whole debate whether this is politically motivated or really trying to keep the purity of a social platform like Twitter just about the conversation and not about the politics or other people coming in and paying for political ads, whether they may be true or untrue.
Mm-hmm. And Dorsey's announcement, by the way, came just minutes before an earnings call that Facebook did. And so Zuckerberg had to respond, and he defended his decision to allow political ads on Facebook and also said that his decision is not financially motivated. Listen.
"We estimate that these ads from politicians will be less than 0.5% of our revenue next year. So that's not why we're doing this. We believe deeply that political speech is important, and that's what's driving this."
How are people responding to Zuckerberg and Facebook on this?
Politicians in particular, because it's almost anywhere in the world there's a political season happening. So politicians in particular using Facebook, because Facebook is such a huge social media platform. They are beneficiaries of Facebook being able to take their ads, and also they're victims sometimes when there are political ads that are untrue. So politicians are weighing in on this. But also, this is a conversation that is so much broader, Jeremy, because it's about social media platforms and whether as third-party providers they are responsible for what is happening on their platform. Mark Zuckerberg is saying, well, you know, we allow all these lines of thought, whatever you're thinking, free speech, First Amendment, where other social media platforms are saying, no, it is our responsibility. We are almost like publishers and we need to police it. The reason why this is an ongoing conversation with social media outlets is because it costs money to police it. And also, if you're turning down ads from politicians, it also means that you lose a certain amount of revenue, even though Mark Zuckerberg says it isn't that much. Facebook gets a lot more revenue from politicians and political ads than Twitter does.
Well, Facebook is not cracking down on political ads, but it is cracking down on something else, the use of certain emojis that it says lead to sexual harassment. The company recently updated its community standards to make both Facebook and Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, safer for women, and in doing so will ban the use of the eggplant and peach emoji alongside an implicit or indirect ask for nude imagery, sex, sexual partners, or sex chat, and violation of this could result in the removal of somebody's account. What are people saying about this?
You're reading that very carefully because I know you don't want to get into trouble here. So there is context that is very, very important. So you may want to use the peach or eggplant, hot dogs, the OK sign, baguettes. There are so many suggestive emojis out there. You are not being banned from using that, so don't worry about that. If you're going shopping and you're doing your shopping, you're fine. If you're putting together a very creative, suggestive, heartwarming weekend string of emojis, you can do that as well. But what you cannot do is solicit for any sexual activities and put those emojis together. You are not allowed to do that. So there is pushback, and the pushback comes from sex workers who say we use social media the same way other businesses use social media. It is our business. And if we can't use these particular emojis, they're not sexual emojis, it's just that we're extremely creative about how we use icons on social, They are saying that it will impact their business as well as perhaps stopping people from using these social platforms as ways of offering sex. Basically.
Well, I don't want to make too much light of this because maybe it is serious for some people, but I'm just trying to imagine person who posts on Facebook that they're going shopping for an eggplant and a peach and they think that...
and then their account is suspended.
Right, then their account will be suspended.
You will be fine. You can go shopping. You can use all those emojis. You can even be quite naughty with those emojis. You cannot ask or even hint that those emojis are connected with any sexual solicitation. I think that covers most people out there.
Okay, Femi, I've only got 30 seconds left for you to talk about the dog, which is President Trump tweeted a photo of him draping a medal around the neck of a military dog with the caption, American hero. Twitter's going nuts. What is this about?
Because the tweet was a Photoshop. It was not a very good Photoshop, and it was actually a joke. So the president tweeted out a joke from another media publication. Everybody realized it was a joke. Perhaps the president didn't. And then he corrected it the day after and said that the declassified dog, who is now called Conan, he's declassified completely, will be at the White House next week. So probably more social media declassified dog information to tell you in a few days' time.
And he's the one who found the ISIS leader. That is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks, Femi.
You're welcome.